Now back to Gary Rivers on WHBC.
News Talk 1480 WHBC. Julia, Mariana. Is it Mary? I always call it
Mariana.
That's
okay.
Mariana DiGiacomo is joining us here this morning from Stark Library. See, and that, you even had a different name in the library over the years. So it's Stark Library,
Stark
right?
Library.
That is the best way and easiest way to do
yes.
it. And let me get away from the zombie walk for a second, which we just talked about. And you've got so many things going on at Stark Library. It's hard to keep up with everything. So what we've got coming up in about, I want to say 15 minutes, is one of your premier guests. So who
yes.
will we be talking to?
So we are going to be talking to Elizabeth Vargas. So she is an award-winning journalist and correspondent. She was on 2020, World News Tonight, Good Morning America. So, and she's currently on A&E Investigates.
Got it. And she is an author, and she
yes.
got into that. Literally, she had her own fight with her own demons.
Right.
Could you maybe share a little bit of that story? I mean, she
sure.
will as well, but this is the reason why she's coming here to Stark County.
Yes. So she has battled anxiety disorder and most recently alcoholism. So she wrote a memoir called Between Breaths,
mm-hmm.
and she talks about her journey through that and how she she's now in recovery, and she's raising awareness about addiction through her book and speaking engagements. So we will be having her at the Palace on September 12th
to
talk about her book.
All right, and let's talk about that event, because there are many, many, this is a whole series.
So this is part of the Speaking of Books author series that we have coming up this year. So we have Elizabeth Vargas in September that we're really excited about. And her topic is going to carry us into October with addiction and mental health with our One Book, One Community book choice, which is A Beautiful Boy
mm-hmm.
by David Sheff. So we're really excited about that. And we're then in the spring, we'll have two more authors that are part of Speaking of Books, which will be Ramona Robinson, local legend and author. And then we have Kwame Alexander, who's really big into the young adult world and writes really cool novels for young
adults. I know you're really excited about these series because you work and partner with the Canton Palace Theater.
Yes.
And bring a lot of folks into that. And then, and what are these events like? I mean, if someone has not been to these, the author speaks. Tell me what happens.
It's really exciting. The author speaks. They do usually a half hour, 45 minute presentation about their book, about their life, a specific topic. And then we move into a question and answer with guests from the audience. And then they get, typically we get to do a book signing and meet and greet with the author. And occasionally you get your picture taken with them.
Nice.
And, yeah. And so it's a really exciting event, and it's exciting to see the people that write the books and you know, see their words come to life by actually seeing them in person.
And it's, and you probably get a lot of different kinds of folks for different reasons coming in. Many times, like on this, there's a topic that is so timely
right.
that everyone is talking about in addiction and recovery and dealing with all of those issues. And is that kind of the overriding theme with it this year?
Yeah. So for fall, we are focusing on addiction. September is recovery month. So we're also celebrating those who are in recovery. We are partnering with Starkmar on both the Speaking of Books and all of the One Book programming. And then we are also receiving support from Coleman Behavioral Health, Child and Adolescent Behavioral Health, ComQuest, Kent State University at Stark, and Phoenix Rising.
Oh, wow. So,
really
so all of them are coming together to be able to present these programs.
And support the program, right.
All right. Is there any cost to the general public to go to the Palace Theater for this?
It's free.
Wow. Nice. All right. So the first one is coming up September when?
September 12th.
So yeah, just a couple weeks from now.
Yes.
All right. And then, well, we'll talk with the author, Elizabeth, here in just a few. What? Aside from this, you've got other things going on at the library you wanted to share with us, right?
Yes. So the One Book programming that is coming up in October, we have a lot of supporting programming.
Mm-hmm.
So not just the authors that are coming, but we have a lot of programming that is supporting addiction and things for parents. So I'll have Julia talk about those.
Yeah. So we the theme is addiction, recovery, mental health. And so with the agencies that that are supporting us and some of the other agencies that we're partnering with, we're going to be able to present programming to parents on how to talk to their kids about drugs and alcohol through a program called Start Talking. in a partnership with Child and Adolescent, they're going to be able to help parents, you know, just start that conversation, because it's not an easy one to have. And studies show that the more parents talk to kids about this, the less likely they are to go down that path. And we're going to have a panel discussion, the start conversation on addiction, what parents need to know. Mm-hmm. So another parent talk, but also this would be great for professionals in this this arena, and just anybody that's interested in this topic. It'll be a really great presentation that Starkmar is helping us put together. They're putting together the panel, and that's going to be at Kent State Stark campus the beginning of October on the 10th. And then we have a local advocate for addiction recovery. Travis Bornstein will be at two of our...
Oh, Travis. He's a great speaker.
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited.
He commands presence in the room.
Yes.
Right? Travis is great.
He's going to be at our Perry location and our Lake location in October as well, to talk about his story and talk about what's going on in the community and what he's doing. And then we're going to show the movie Beautiful Boy at our Perry location.
Oh, well, tell me about the movie Beautiful Boy.
So Beautiful Boy is the movie version of David Sheff's book. Steve Carell starred in it. It came out last year, and we're excited to be able to show. We don't always pick a book that has a movie with it,
right,
but we thought, you know, this is one of those books that does.
Very timely. Worked out really well, and the author was available. So.
Yeah, so David Sheff will be here October 30th at the Palace Theater for his presentation. So
wow. Really, all right, you're throwing out a lot of dates and times and names. Is all of this available somewhere for folks to be able to latch onto and take a look and be able to mark their calendars?
Yes. If you visit our website, starklibrary.org, you can go to the events page, and all of the events are listed there. We do encourage people to reserve their seats for the events, as they're going to fill up fast.
Oh, okay. So need to reserve seats.
Reserve your seats.
Got it. And they can do that online on the website?
Yes, they can do it online. They can give us a call. Either way.
Okay. Wow. All right. So it all starts with our next guest, right?
Yes.
Who's coming up. And this is who? Elizabeth Vargas.
Elizabeth Vargas.
And an award-winning author and news anchor. And we're going to talk with her in just a few. We got to take a break. We've got news coming up next. On the other side of that, we'll get that call. We're going to cross our fingers that all the technology works. And we'll get a hold of Elizabeth. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Gary Rivers on WHBC.
Well, good morning, everybody. News Talk 1480 WHBC. Hey, coming up a little bit from now, John, are we on until 12:30 this morning?
Yes.
We got Tribe Baseball coming up, so we're going to be here till 12:30 here this morning. We are anxiously awaiting Elizabeth Vargas, and she is the, well, in fact, tell us again, she's the author that's coming in for your special series that you do, your book series. So tell me about that again, Mariana.
Yes. So, she is going to be kicking off our the series of the Speaking of Books author series on September 12th. And this fall, we are focusing on addiction and recovery. A recent community survey in Stark County has revealed that 1 in 4 people are concerned with the addiction epidemic. So this is timely for us. And also, only about 25% of people who are addicted actually seek treatment. So by bringing in Elizabeth and also David Sheff for the one book, this is one way that we can help raise awareness and help lead people to the many resources that we have in our county
and
for people who need help.
And Elizabeth was, I think, very instrumental in raising awareness to begin with. She was on ABC News for a long time and very popular, and then came public with her struggle with alcoholism. Right. And then, of course, wrote her book, and that might be her calling in right now. So hopefully she'll be able to share that with us. But that's really what this is about, her being able. She's going to be pretty raw. She's going to tell her personal story. And you know, those kind of, it could have destroyed her career.
Exactly.
And in essence, what it did then, helpfully maybe changed it a little bit. So right now, we're going to talk with a hard-hitting journalist, known for anchoring live breaking news. You may have recalled her during Hurricane Katrina and the Elian Gonzalez case, which actually we've talked about here on this show a few times. But right now, joining us this morning, who will be joining us here in Canton very soon, is Elizabeth Vargas. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
You are coming to Stark County, of course, and you're going to be sharing the story about your book. And why don't you tell a little about the book that you've written, and because it's very personal to you.
It is. It was a book that I wrote about four or five years ago. It was a book about my battle with anxiety and how I self-medicated that anxiety with alcohol. As statistics show, like so many women do, 60% of women who are alcoholic also suffer from anxiety. A lot of women self-medicate that way. And it was a really, really difficult, dark chapter of my life was unfortunately very public because I work in the public eye. And I decided to write about it in the hopes that maybe other people out there suffering in similar ways wouldn't feel quite so alone.
All right. Tell me up front, how did it affect your career? It didn't force you out of your career, or did it almost?
It didn't force me out of my career, but obviously something like that affects you in every way, big and small. As a person in recovery, my life has changed in many ways as a result of it. It's one of the things they teach you in recovery is you can't undo the past, and you shouldn't spend a lot of time, regretting the past. That's hard to do. I won't lie about that. But you sort of deal with life as it is, and life is pretty good right now.
Yeah, you left ABC a year or two ago, right? And now
a little more than a year ago,
a little over a year ago, and now you're with A&E. I don't know how many programs are you working on now. You've got a very busy life.
I'm working on a lot of independent documentaries now, and a lot of different things. Journalism is something I absolutely love. I've been doing this since like the day after I started in college, and started working in this business the day after I graduated full time, and haven't stopped since. It's because I love it. I mean, I sort of starved my way through local news, for several years at NBC and even ABC, and it never occurred to me to do anything else because I loved it so much.
And yet here you're also taking a part of your life and then going with this very personal book and then going to speaking engagements like what you're going to be doing here in Canton in a few weeks.
I think it's really important to talk. I mean, listen, this country is facing a health crisis, a public health emergency, as it's been called, when it comes to addiction in this country. And a large part of the reason it's a public health crisis is there's so many reasons. We as a country don't, health insurance doesn't cover treatment as it should. People can't find treatment, quality treatment, when they finally feel the need to ask for it, which is truly tragic because it's difficult to get somebody even to that point. And people, many people suffer from, there's a great stigma still associated with it, even though the medical community for decades now has established addiction and anxiety as true medical issues. We don't deal with it as a medical issue, so many of us, whether it be families or corporations. Many of us we view this differently than we do any other medical disease. People are punished if they can't get sober. People are shunned, people are fired, people are isolated as a result, and judged to be weak. And it's really, I think, the more we can better understand the disease of addiction and why people do what they do, and the better we'll be able to help them get over this disease.
So when you come to Canton and you're speaking, is it pretty much going to be on this topic or a little bit more on your book, on what your personal journey was, and what do you hope to accomplish with that?
It's both. I think that, a lot of people have an image of what an addict looks like. And I think that any way you can sort of broaden that image is good. I had that image. I thought, I can't possibly be an alcoholic. Alcoholics are you know, men under bridges. You're drinking whiskey out of brown paper bags. They're not network news anchors, but they are. They're network news anchors. They're Oscar-winning actors. They're presidents of the United States. They're, you know, they come, people, this disease touches people in all walks of life. And the more we can understand that, perhaps, the better we'll be able to understand somebody in our lives who may be suffering from it. Because I can guarantee you, every one of your listeners knows somebody who's suffering with this disease right now, whether it's a family member or a friend or a neighbor or a coworker. We all know someone who's suffering from this disease.
Yeah, and there's so many, as you alluded to, there's so many different angles to this. We've been covering the news this morning about the big pharma, the Purdue Pharma, and that court case that may end up with a $12 billion settlement because of drugs so readily available to people who get hooked for different reasons.
Listen, the opioid crisis is a scourge in America right now. It is truly, truly a crisis. And so many of these addicts got hooked because they first, you know, took painkillers that turned out to be terribly addictive. And we now know, obviously, from deposition tapes and you know, emails that have been leaked through court documents, that many of these big pharma companies knew that and suppressed that information and aggressively marketed these drugs in higher and higher dosages. And many people got hooked that way. And that's how they eventually turned to heroin. And what we now are seeing on the streets is fentanyl, 50 times more powerful and incredibly deadly.
And yeah, and it just seems to be spiraling more and more. So very timely topic, you coming here. We're very much looking forward to it. I don't want you to go through your entire thing of what you're going to be talking about, but so looking forward to having you here in a couple of weeks here in the Stark County area and sharing your personal story with everybody. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to being in Canton. I'm really looking forward to the Canton Library and really looking forward to speaking to the audience.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Elizabeth Vargas, who kicks off the fourth season of the Speaking of Books author series at the Stark Library. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you guys get excited about every one of your book authors who are coming in.
All of them.
We do.
All right, so Elizabeth Vargas kicks it off. Once again, when is the date?
September 12th at the Camp Palace Theater. Doors will open at 5:30. The event begins at 6:30. You can visit starklibrary.org to register. You can give us a call. If you pick up our new Explore Guide is out, it has Elizabeth Vargas on the cover and David and Nick Sheff on the back. And it has all of the information about not only the two events, but also all of the supporting events.
Awesome. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. It's been fun.
Thank you, Gary.